This is Rhema for today.
It seems to me that folks would be glad to get out from under the load. It seems to me that they'd just be thrilled to know that they didn't have to carry that load. Casting all your care upon Him, the whole of your care, all of your anxieties, all your worries, all of your concerns. Do it every day? No. Once and for all, the Bible says. Once and for all.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Faith Classics. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
30 years have come and gone, and I've never worried anymore. Have you ever been tempted to? That's the greatest temptation I've ever faced. I've never been tempted with anything else, Mike. That's the greatest temptation I've ever faced, is the temptation to worry. But I've never worried anymore. I've never been discouraged. I've never felt sorry for myself. No one has ever seen me when I couldn't smile. Praise God. Hallelujah. Or when I didn't have a good report. I've never been discouraged. Oh yes, I've been disappointed in a few people and so on, but never has it discouraged me one moment. Praise the Lord. Because God said, don't do that. Praise the Lord. Don't fret. Have any anxiety about anything. Didn't He say it? I said, didn't He say it? Sure, He said it. Sure, He said it. Well, God said, for us to be doers of the Word, we say we believe the Word, then let's do the Word. Let's have corresponding action along with what we believe. And when we have it, it works for us. Praise the Lord. Now, it took me a long time to get my wife out of that worrying habit. Well, she's here tonight, but she'll admit this is all true. So she did the Word for a while, but she's quit a long time ago. I remember some preacher's wife was talking to her years ago, and she said, oh, I quit that long time ago. Said, I used to worry, but I quit it. I remember she got angry with me one time over something when the children were real small. They were just babies, only 19 months between them, and so something, we came in one night and was going into the parsonage, and I had one child and she had the other one. And about the time we got into it, she said, I don't believe you'd worry if me and both the kids fell dead instantly. And I said, why, certainly not. I'd be a fool to start worrying then. Now, wouldn't that be the most ignorant thing that a fella ever done? What good would that do? He said, which of you but taking thought could add one cubit unto your stature? Well, worrying and thinking about it wouldn't bring them back. Are you listening to me? Well, that would be most foolish. Well, I said that, and I think that made her madder than ever. But she finally saw the light. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. No, friends, it may be a little humorous, but yet it's true, so true. We need to understand these things. Thank God we can be doers of the Word and not hearers only. And when we are not doers of the Word, then really we delude ourselves. James said, but be ye doers of the Word, not hearers only. He said, deceiving. As I said a moment ago, the margin, the King James translation reads, deluding your own selves. Now you see, in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, and the 7th verse, Peter says, casting all of your care upon Him, for He careth for you. I like the Amplified translation here. It says, casting the whole of your care upon Him. All your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all upon Him. For He cares about you affectionately and for you are for you effectually and about you watchfully. Oh, God's word enlightens us, doesn't it?
Yes, amen.
Praise God, God's word enlightens us. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, I took a church to pastor in 1939 that nobody else hardly would pastor. That's the truth. Because it was a church that had a record of having trouble. They had never supported a pastor in 23 years as a church. I'm the first pastor they ever supported. And I'd go to a fellowship meeting or to a rally. Some of the ministers told me years afterwards and said, we'd be standing around talking about our problems, and here you'd come along just a smiling. And we'd say, well, how goes the battle? And you'd look at us and say, man, it couldn't be better. I don't have a care. I don't have a worry. And just go right on by us. And we'd stop and scratch our head, and I'd say, because I was the nearest pastor to you, and I knew some of the problems, and I'd say, I know he's lying about it. He does. I know he does have problems. He's got the hardest church in the section to pastor, with the most problems, difficult people to handle. Besides that, I know him personally. I know something about his personal problems. He's got a widowed mother and a little brother that he has to help see after too. I know something about his financial problems, and we know what he does. Somebody else said, don't believe he's got enough sense to worry. Praise God. Thank God I got too much sense. It's those folks that don't have very, very much sense that are worried. I'm talking about Bible sense, you understand, of course. I have too much Bible sense to worry. And if you had enough Bible sense, you wouldn't worry either. Amen. Because you'd do what the Word says to. It seems to me that folks would be glad to get out from under the load. It seems to me that they'd just be thrilled to know that they didn't have to carry that load. Casting all your care upon Him. The whole of your care. All of your anxieties. All your worries, all of your concerns. Do it every day? No. Once and for all, the Bible says. Once and for all. Now you see, friends, you may be praying about your problems and so on, but as long as you're going to worry about them, you don't have corresponding action, so you're defeating yourself. You're deluding yourself. God can't do anything for you. Are you hearing me? Though He wants to. Though He wants to, yet you're in a place where He can't reach you. You're sort of out there in no man's land, about halfway between God and the devil. And God can't reach you though He wants to, and the devil can enter into your innermost counsel, and so he keeps you confused and you're defeated. Are you still here?
Amen.
Amen. That's the truth. That's the truth. Well, now you see what I have done. Before I ever left home, I knew I had troubles. I knew I had worries. From the natural now I'm talking. I knew I had responsibilities and concerns. Oh, brother, if I had time, but I'd be ashamed to tell you some of them is in that church that I faced. And I knew something ought to be said. But I said, dear God, I don't know what to say, and I'm liable to say the wrong thing. And I know something ought to be done. But, dear Lord, I don't know what to do, and I'm liable to do the wrong thing. So I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to preach the Word and treat everybody right and turn it over to you. Because, after all, you said, cast in all your care, and this is my care. This is my responsibility. And I'm going to tell you, brother, we had a constant revival in that church for 18 months. No, I don't mean we run a revival service. I mean every Sunday in our regular service, people were saved, healed, filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God in every service. It just made such a difference when you put Him to work in it and quit trying to carry it yourself. And I'll admit, they were problems. You see, this church had been there 23 years, and I was just a 21-year-old boy. But these folks had the baptism of the Holy Ghost longer than I was old in age, because I was just 23 years old, or 21, and they'd had the Holy Ghost for 23 years. And of course, you know, they wouldn't want to listen to me. They thought they knew more than I did, you know. And then not only that, but you see, it'd been there long enough for 23 years until they'd kin folks, you know, their children had grown up and married one another. And some of them had married one another again, you know, until they're sort of interwoven, you know. And you get into a few kin folks problems and you get into something. You know, they'll sort of fight among themselves, but if you're told taking sides, they'll all turn on you. You better have enough sense to keep your mouth shut. And I'll be honest with you, there were times that I felt like on Sunday morning, just getting up, bless God, and starting out with the Sunday school superintendent, and then with the deacon board, and then with about half the teachers, and just blasting the whole bunch of them. But when I felt that way, even though sometimes I had another sermon already prepared, I'd always turn over, most of the time, I'd turn over to Revelation 21 or 22 and read about heaven, preach about heaven. Or else I'd preach on love. Praise God. I remember again, when we first married, my wife didn't understand about divine healing. She hadn't been taught. She was a Methodist, you see. And so sometimes, well, if she was sick, we would pray, and sometimes she'd miss the Wednesday night service. Then I'd go to church and preach and come back home. My wife said, "Did you tell him I was sick?" I said, "No." "Well, did you happen to pray?" "No." "You didn't even tell him I was sick?" "No." I said, "Never even mentioned it." "You didn't ask them to pray?" I said, "No. I thought we prayed before I went to church and claimed you as healed. Then if I'd asked them to pray, I'd be undoing it. I don't have any corresponding action for that." Can you understand that?
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We have a special resource package available that we know will be a blessing to you. This package includes Kenneth Hagin's mini-book, How to Be a Success in Life, along with Lynette Hagin's Keys to Fulfilling God's Plan USB, featuring 10 powerful MP3 messages. You'll also receive Denise Hagin Burns' Goals for Growth USB. These three great resources are available together for the special package price of just $39. Be sure to take advantage of this special offer and get resources that will encourage you, strengthen your faith, and help you continue growing in God's plan for your life. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Let's join Lynette Hagin and Denise Hagin Bird.
You know, while we're here, I just want to just mention our Kindle the Flame.
Yes.
That comes up in September
24th through the 26th. Yeah, it'll be here before we know it.
I know. Tell them what our theme is.
Yes. So this year, our theme is grace and grit.
Yes.
And, you know, we want to go through life gracefully, but, you know, when those problems come, you have to have grit and determination. And I believe that as women of God, that
yes.
we can have both grace and grit to be successful in life. So save the date, September 24th through the 26th. You don't want to miss it. And register, you can go to rhema.org/KTF.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his teaching, Faith Classics. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.